Welcome to Radioline. Steve Kinsler, software engineer for the IU Computer Science Department, explains computer jargon Hoosiers will need to know to have a successful journey on the information highway. We have one rap followed by two actualities. Here's the rap in 3, 2, 1. Indiana government has announced plans to have Hoosiers join Internet, a worldwide computer network. IU Computer Science Department software engineer Steve Kinsler explains some of the uses Internet offers individuals.
The Internet is primarily a means of communication between computers, and I suppose it should be looked at as a way of communicating with other people. That's its prime function. It kind of is a change to think of your computer as not so much a spreadsheet machine or a word processing machine, but as a communication device, more like your telephone or your television. The average person would use the Internet to send email, for example. It's also a good way to get news and information about various things. You can even get regular news stories, the sorts of things you would see in your newspaper.
Kinsler says Internet has gotten a lot of publicity lately because many people see it as a prototype of the information superhighway. From Bloomington, Stacey Bannock. Next are two actualities. Email, as its name implies, is conceptually similar to postal mail, except messages are sent and received electronically. Cut 1, 19, our cue of communication typically. In 3, 2, 1.
Email is sent typically from one person or to a small group of people. And all you need to know is their address, and if they read their email on the computer, they'll see the message you send them, usually moments after you send it. It's a very informal means of communication, typically.
Kinsler says the informal style of most messages makes email a very quick, easy, effective means of communication, but he warns it can be very easy to miscommunicate. Cut 2, 24, outcue what they said in 3, 2, 1.
Hard to be facetious or sarcastic in email without it being misinterpreted. So my advice to people starting out an email is to keep that in mind. Whenever you send anything, kind of double check what you write to make sure it couldn't be misinterpreted. On the other hand, when you get some email from somebody, give them a lot of you interpret what they say because they may not have really meant what they said.
Stacey Bannock for the Indiana University News Bureau.